I'm coming to you today from a completely new environment. So if there are some outside noises, this is all part of the journey, part of the experimentation of seeing how I can take this podcast on the road. Okay, I'm not going to be traveling too much in the near future, hopefully, but this is definitely checking things out, testing things out, and just seeing, you know, what's possible and what's in the realm of possibility with the equipment that I have. Yeah, a little bit irrelevant, but that's why you've got some really random noises if they do come through. Today's episode is all about significance and why insignificance can be super significant. Welcome to Misadventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge, a colour lover who's filling out the grey area that we call life to help you live a more colourful life and help you unlock your mind so that you can be adventurous too. It's okay if you're a little bit confused by that last statement, why insignificance can be super significant. Well, I wanted to share this lesson with you because I was recently at an event where I talked to some really awesome people. I met a lovely woman called Adrienne, and we got onto the conversation about names and words and how weird it is that we have names for everything and we kind of just don't really question it. She brought up Sonder. Now, if you've never heard the term Sonder before, Sonder is the realization that each random passerby is living a life as vivid and as complex as your own, populated with their own ambitions, friends, routines, worries, and inherent craziness. An epic story that continues invisibly around you like an anthill sprawling deep underground with elaborate passageways to thousands of other lives that you'll never know existed. And that you might appear only once, or as an extra sipping coffee in the background, or as a blur of traffic passing on the highway, or as a lighted window at dusk. So it's that kind of vibe. Like if you're walking down the street and you're in a busy street, there are millions, probably not on that street, but say thousands or hundreds of different universes that are occurring all in the one place. Because let's face it, when you're in your universe, it is in your mind, it's your perception of how you see everything. But the person sitting next to you on the bus is going to see everything completely different. We have no idea how other people see the world. We can only see the world how we see it and communicate it in the way that we think we can the best. And other people, you know, if you ask them, they're going to give you a small recount of it, but they're not in your skin, is the same way that you're not in their skin experiencing it. So you'll never know. And I think even the term Sonder, it's almost like you're sitting there and you're wondering, but it's like a sound, profound understanding that one, you're not alone, and your struggles, although they are individual, everyone is struggling in their own way, in their own time, in their own personal mind and universe. Does that make sense? And I really like that whole concept because I think it's super important to focus on what you're doing. That whole saying of keep your eyes on the lane ahead of you rather than looking left or right. Because we get so caught up these days with social media, when we're looking at different Instagram pages, when we're looking at people's lives on TV, in magazines and whatnot, we're seeing the best version of their lives. We're looking into other people's lanes, legitimately like driving in a car. Instead of focusing on the road ahead of you, you're trying to peek over to the person who's in the lane next to you and sussing out what kind of car they have and, you know, what color their seatbelt is and whatnot. All that stuff is irrelevant to your life. And I think it's really important when you have those moments of Sonder, it widens out your perspective. It tells you that you're not alone. Other people are going about their own journey at their own time. No one's timeline is ever going to be the same forever. You may find that your family's timeline sticks with yours or your partner sticks with yours, but that's only for a certain period of time. Your partner or your family haven't been there every single day of your life. It's a completely individual journey. It kind of really does make me feel a little bit insignificant when I start thinking about how other people's lives in China, Vietnam, Africa, Europe, the UK, in Australia, from New Zealand, other people in New Zealand, there's so many other people that are experiencing life on the same day as all of us, but they're going about it in their own way. And that little bit of insignificance for me, because okay, I am one person in a world of 7 billion people. It kind of makes me feel okay with where I'm at and what I'm doing. And instead of looking in other people's lanes, I think it's super important that you focus on your own and you bring your awareness back to who you are and what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve. Because when you're looking at other people, you are judging them. Whether you know it or not, whether it's good or bad, when you see someone else's life, you're going, oh, wow, they've got a really awesome this. Oh, I love their hair color. That is all judgments. And that's okay, right? You're allowed to have judgments in your own mind. But it's when those judgments start influencing the way that you act in your own life. Say you have a friend who has all this amazing clothes and, you know, she's come from a very rich family and that makes you feel a little bit inferior, but she is the coolest person ever. That's your own judgment working, playing out. If you want to have your judgments, fine, set them there, but let them go. If you think it's something that you can kind of notice and go, all right, well, I love that she's got all these beautiful little handbags. I'd love them someday. Let that statement go and don't hold it with you whenever you're with the person or whenever you're looking at someone else's life. Because the easiest way to stop what you're doing and the momentum of you putting steps towards your goals is to look at someone else's life and to wish you had it, but then not do anything about how far you want to go. Again, in the same way that there is billions of different people who are working towards their own thing, whether it's money, family, love, they've got their own motivations. And that's why you need to be clear on yours. Because when you are clear on your own motivations, that whole judgment either side of you judging someone else or someone else judging your situation, when you become clear on the actions and why you've done the certain actions, the conviction, the intention is there and you feel that. When someone else says, oh, I don't know why you did that. Well, you can go, well, you're not me. Sonder, mate, I did it because I had my own reasons for doing it. And you can vocalize those reasons or you can just sit back and know that's their own judgment. That is their own life. They aren't in control of their own perception of the way they see the world. But you can be because you're the only person that is going to propel your life forward by taking those little steps, those tiny little actions every single day. You're putting one step closer towards your goals, but you're also putting one step closer to your belief that you can actually achieve them. The more you research it, the more you do it. You're getting yourself and your house in order first. And that's why I think Sonder is super important and as a really good lesson. Because you needed to look after yourself first. You've always got to look after number one. And number one should always be you. If you've ever flown, you'll know the safety video that all the air hostesses and the air crew go through at the start. And they take you through the life jacket. And then they get to the oxygen mask. And they, you know, they hold it over where the oxygen mask will fall down from, those yellow cup things. And they say, fix your own oxygen mask before you go off and you help children and you help older people and you help others. Because you can't give oxygen to someone else if you aren't getting oxygen yourself. And that's true for your whole life. You've got to make sure that you're in order so that you can help other people. If you have all these issues going on and you're busy agonizing over someone else's life, you won't be able to help other people and you'll find yourself going in circles around trying to get to what you want and failing because you haven't put the focus on you. One of my absolute favorite things to do is to stare at the stars. Drive out somewhere where there's hardly any background lights or light pollution and to just lie on the bonnet of my car and look up at the stars. And that gives me that same perspective, just on a big, larger scale, not just people, but universes and worlds. Like you think about how every single star in our sky, in our galaxy, could have once held life, could have had a planet with living beings, with lives as intricate as our own. And I am just one small, tiny little insignificant ant on this planet when there could be so many other different planets. Now, that is a really, really far-fetched and wild theory, but it really does give me that insignificant perspective that makes me think, okay, the things I'm going through, the issues I have, my problems are nothing, are quite minute when I come to think about them, but they are my own and I will get through them because I'm not the only one that has issues and problems and bumps on the journey along the way, but I'm still going to continue to keep walking down my path to get to where I want, just like you should. So that's why I think it's really important for you to understand what Sonder is and how you can apply it to live your best life. Well, that's almost it from me here on Misadventurous. If you dig what you hear and want to keep up to date with every single episode of the Misadventurous podcast, hit subscribe however you're listening to this right now. And if you want to be even more of a legend and help other wayward adventurers find this path, I'd love it if you head on over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. Go on, 5 stars for all that positivity, right? So until next time, and don't forget, it's the small choices that we make every single day that build up to that big change that you're working towards. So stay with it.